We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and mercies that endures forever. Praise the name of God. I am so happy to be back here again this Friday morning with you. I thank God for you. I thank God for your prayers and for your support. I thank God for the chance that we have to be able to share His word and share His mind with you every Friday morning at 11:30. I thank God for all of the mothers who had a great Mother's Day last Sunday. I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. You were pampered, looked after. I know it's a bit late, but we're wishing you a belated Mother's Day blessing. Praise God. And we're blessing all the mothers who had a great time last Sunday and were taken out, by your children or by someone who felt loved. They love you and they want to take care of you. And you felt blessed and loved. I thank God for that. And I declare more to come. More blessings to all of you mothers, even those that don't have a child so far, but you've mothered other children. I declare the blessings of God upon you as well. And I thank God for raising you up in these last days to be truly a mother. And I pray that the spirit that was on Mary to seek God and to love Him and to cry for Him will be on all mothers in this country to cry for their nation and cry for Jesus to come back to this nation. And God will anoint those Marys to see the sons saved and brought back to the house of God in Jesus' name. This time we're going to ask Apostle Chris to pray and bless this program before we proceed.
Heavenly Father, we are honored to call upon your great and mighty name. For you alone, our God, we have no one to serve but you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for the privilege you have given to us to speak your word to the nation of Barbados, so where else all voices will go. We ask for leadership. We ask for guidance. We ask that your anointing will rest upon each of us, that you give us the right thoughts to speak, Lord, the right message that will penetrate the hearts of individuals, and remember out of our message that you love them and you care. You give your life for them. They're worth something, Lord. Each human being is worth something. We pray, Lord, that they'll hear this word today and they will turn to you. In spite of no matter how far the back they've fallen, how many times they fell down, that they will hear your voice. Jesus. Turn to you and be saved. There is enough for everyone. You have enough grace and salvation to offer every human being on earth. But we have to choose. I pray, Lord, that their hearts be inclined to hear your word, that their ears be open, that their minds be open to your word, and they listen to your word and recognize you're the only person who can bring salvation. You're the only person who will bring hope. And we can rely on you, Lord. Therefore, we bless you and we lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. My goodness me. Really thanking God that we are able to come here and pray and begin to bless the people. I thank those of you again who are sharing your hearts with us and we're saying that the program is a blessing. I pray continually that we will be a blessing to you. It's all about Jesus. Yes. At the end of the day, we want to see God lifted up, high and lifted up in this country, high and lifted up in this program, and His name honored and souls saved for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. We believe in our motto, our team for our church. We exist to ensure that all people, nations, and languages serve Him, and that His indestructible kingdom, lasting dominion, be established in the earth. Yes. We want to see everybody saved.
Yes.
The blocks, my God, the prison, the community, everywhere you go, in education, in school, we want to see people saved for the kingdom of God. This year, we are continuing to share our theme for the year 2025. And we really have an exciting time, Reverend Gail and Apostle Chris and our Elder Octave. We're seeing a dawn of a new year,
yeah.
a new day, a new era. Praise God. It's our kingdom year of fulfillment.
Amen.
And the Lord will make promises to his children. And one thing I can tell you, that what God says with his mouth, he can do with his hands. Amen. Praise God. He doesn't make promises that he can't fulfill. The Lord has spoken to us over and over many times and said some great things over our ministry. And sometimes it looks so far-fetched, so impossible. But now here we are. We look and we see the things coming to pass. And we say, how could it happen? But God made a promise, and God is keeping his promise. And so we're experiencing a new era. We're experiencing a new day. We're experiencing the Jubilee year of fulfillment. Every month so far, there has been a significant celebration. This month, they celebrated my birthday.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I don't want to say which birthday it is. Bless the Lord.
Birthday
I'm just
May.
Having a birthday.
May.
Praise God.
In May.
That's enough. In May. Bless God. Thank God for the people of God amongst us who would want to, you know, celebrate me. On this Saturday coming up, they're having a cricket match at the Sayre Hill Pavilion. Mm-hmm. And it will be Oxide's Missions Men. What do you call them again, Reverend Gale?
Apostles Eagles.
Apostles Eagles.
Apostles 11.
I can't wait to see my church men beat the fellas in the community.
Oh my goodness.
And they said that I, because it's a match in my honor, mm-hmm. I have to throw the first ball.
Yeah.
Well, my husband of 50 years have decided he's going to throw the first ball for me.
Praise God.
Thank you very much, Apostle.
Praise the Lord.
Because I am not a cricketer. I might hit somebody with a ball and they don't want that. The ball might run off the field, hit somebody, and they don't want to do that. So he's going to throw the first ball for me. We're having fun and enjoying the kingdom of God. And so we want to go back and look at some of the themes. We had at least 10 points this year out of our theme, and those points were it's the dawning of rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And the second one is the dawning of a new day. The third one, in the morning the Lord looked down to the host of the Egyptians. And then we had another one, the sea returned to its full strength when the morning appeared. In other words, we are getting up, we are rising from our position of complacency. Even though there's darkness all around, we do agree that there's a lot of darkness in our country, not just Barbados, all across the world. If you read the news today, it's bad news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Particularly if you read what the news coming out of America, it's bad news with all the tariffs and withdrawal and then crazy news, you know. And then you have Pakistan and India, and, mm-hmm. you know, have Ukraine and Russia now trying to have a ceasefire and all kinds of stuff. But the Lord told us that when you see these things, hear these things, wars and rumors of wars, look up, for man's redemption draws nigh. Any day now our Savior can return.
Amen.
And the church has got to get itself ready. The church has got to get the people ready. The church has got to go reap the last harvest for God. Yes, get up there in the blocks. Get up there wherever you see a soul. If you see a young man or a young woman of God astray, get up there. We dare not allow our young men to go to hell. And our young women, they need to be saved from damnation and saved for the kingdom of God. So Reverend Gale is going to read for us chapter 60, from verse 1 to verse 3.
Thank you, and good morning to all the listeners. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
And I believe every word of that.
Amen.
Listeners, I want to say, I believe every word of that. We must not be afraid or be fazed and discouraged or be distressed because of the darkness. We're seeing our young men being killed in our streets. It's over 17 now. I think it's almost 18 persons that were murdered for the year in the streets. In cold blood, we saw blood being spilled in the streets. And that's not something that we want to see as a region, because we're not accustomed to that. We want to see people living and working and doing business and going to church and, you know, and just having a life.
Valuing life.
Valuing life and so on. And all of a sudden, we have this darkness that has taken over our young men. But, you know, the problem is, they don't understand that the light of God is here.
Yes.
The light has come. Jesus came over 2,000 years ago to bring light into the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a lot of darkness. It means that that darkness, you know, we have, that we must be able to press in there and preach the word of God in season, out of season. And wherever we go, we must let people know the light has come.
Yeah.
Jesus is the light of the world, and we are his lights now that will be able to penetrate and bring light in the midst of darkness. And we must not be afraid as the church to go into the dark places, into the dark areas, the dark communities, and the dark areas, and be declare light.
Yeah.
To these young men, because they're really looking for somebody to help them. They're helpless. They think that what they're doing is right. They think that they've got this life all sorted out, and they have, you know, all that they want to have, and they can, you know, do what they want to do, be invincible and stuff. Mm-hmm. And even that's it. That's a trick of the enemy to destroy them, to take their souls to the pit. God never made hell for man. He made hell for the devil and his angels. And said, so they want to take as many young men to hell. So we have to remember that although we're seeing the darkness, and what bothers me a lot, around Reverend Gill and others, when I walk the streets in Barbados, the foul language, the foul, vile language, and the minibuses are not cleaning up their act. I understand that they go in the minibus, they're cursing, and they play all kind of lewd music. That's darkness.
Yes,
but the church must be, that's gross darkness. The church must be get to penetrate that. I mean, you go on the minibus and they're doing that. Take yourself out and sing a song, Amazing Grace or something, you know, because they're not supposed to play music like that on the minibuses. So somebody got to bring light with this darkness. You're not going for conflict, but you're going to let them know that at least somebody wants something that's good. And our children, it hurts me a lot. It burdens me. Our children are going to school every morning on those minibuses, and they're fed a diet of that vileness with those lyrics that are not good for them, contaminating them, destroying their minds and their concept of what is right and what is wrong. And they can't really begin to determine the right way and the wrong way. We have to lead them. That's what we were told, to train up a child in the way it should go. And when it's old, it will not depart. So we have to bring the light in the midst of the darkness to the children. But not enough people are doing that. There's too much darkness in the home. There's too much darkness in the communities. There's too much darkness at the school. There's too much darkness on the minibuses. There's too much darkness all around. And we have darkness in church too. I must say that. There's darkness in churches as well. So we have to begin to declare that we are rising and shining. For the light of God has come. And the glory of God is risen upon us. When the glory comes, his presence, his manifested attributes will be always shown and seen in our lives and around us, in our neighborhoods and so on. Oh, that we would turn to God again. Oh, that Barbadians would look back and turn to God. Our foreparents knew God, though. Our foreparents knew God. The person who wrote the national anthem, he knew God. He came from somewhere. And now we're trying to erase everything that was built, you know, with men and women that knew God. And we can't sit back and let the darkness take over. We got to penetrate the darkness with our light.
Amen.
Rise and shine, for the light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. It's a new era and a new day. What's a new era? It's a long and distinct period of history with a particular feature or characteristic. It's a major division of time. It's a significant change. It's not from one thing to the next. And God is changing. God wants this new era to come. He wants to enjoy our new era. No more darkness. A place where we know we can walk the streets in Barbados again.
Feel safe.
We can open our windows at night and feel safe. We used to have villages where you could open the door.
Yeah.
In the day. Shall come back. No, our senior citizens are being robbed, disadvantaged, murdered, beaten, all kinds of craziness. We got to remember that God is still saying, in the midst of this, rise and shine, for thy light has come. Praise the name of God. I would like you to share on that before we move on.
One of the things that we have to recognize is that God is saying to us that he wants us as a people, as believers, to carry that light. The light will not just come just out of oblivion. It is us who are the light of the world, who has to go into those dark areas and begin to penetrate with the light. And when it comes to the, it's not just the light, but then he says, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And that glory is the weighty presence of God. So it's not just light that we carry, but it's the presence of the Lord that we carry. We go to work, we carry the presence of God on the minibuses, we carry the presence of God in our schools. We must carry the presence of God. And in our communities, we should carry the glory of the Lord, so that with the glory and the light, we begin to penetrate the atmosphere, penetrate the darkness, penetrate the things that the enemy wants. We need to be able to stand up and begin to recover lost territories that the enemy has strongholds in. We need to know how to recover that. And that recovery is by knowing who we are and whose we are, walking in that light and walking with that glory upon us. Praise God.
Well, thank you. So, Chris, share.
As long as there's light, unfortunately, God brought the light, but man rejected the light and darkness came in. And there's a consequence in our lives whenever we do not control ourselves to move us out of that dark position. What we're experiencing in the world right now is gross darkness because people have turned away from the process of light, source of light. No matter the sun and all that, we don't talk about the sun and the moon and the stars. We talk about real, genuine, deliverance light. It can only come from God. And unfortunately, too many of our people have turned away from this light. That's why we have the darkness we have. And they do not understand the consequences of staying there. Because God is light. And wherever light is, there'll be transparency. And people will be free in that. The problem is a lot of these people do not know that that light is available.
Yeah.
Their minds are blinded by the things they're doing. And unfortunately, if you have parents who will tell your children what to do and have them find the source of light, the process of light, they go what the normal path most people go on. Remember, the Bible say, the why does it get that leads to destruction?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And thousands of people go down there, but now it's a gate.
Why?
A straight is a path that leads to salvation. We have to find a way to move these people off of what the thing that they know is killing them and they don't know to get out.
That's right.
That is where the victory will come. And that source is Jesus. That source is salvation. That source is the word of God. That source is a gift from heaven. And God has already given it to us. We cannot afford to bet. It's too costly. But so we can just turn around from where we are and recognize that we are all lost.
Amen.
We are in trouble without God. And only when we find the light, only when we get back on course, can we bring help to people and bring social behavior that is conducive to strength and compassion. We gotta get that in and get all our stuff around us. Where we don't really go well.
Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Chris, Reverend Gail. Not only will we have the light of God arising, we also told that it's the dawning of our new day. And then on our new day, we expect to see the move of God. We expect to see things that are different. Yesterday has gone. Our tomorrow is right upon us. Remember when God told Moses, stretch out your hands, right? And when he stretched his hand out, the Bible said that the east wind blew all night. And in the morning, when they got up, something happened.
Mm-hmm.
So our new day will bring us victory.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Our new day will cause us to look and see the Egyptians destroyed. All the enemies are coming against us to perplex us and all of that. They will be taken out. God promised that. So our new day is coming. We don't have to continue to be humbled and harassed by the enemy, because God is with us and the new day is coming. Praise God. Even the disciples had a new day. They told them, sign if you want to receive the Holy Ghost. And they were doubting and they were fainting and they were wishy-washy.
Flimsy.
But when the new day came, these men were full of power.
Yeah.
New day brings power.
Yeah.
And fresh anointing and all of that. And then in the morning, the Lord looked down into the host of the Egyptians and he spoiled the Egyptians. And then we saw that the sea returned to its full strength. In the morning, the prayer, I think it's going to read that scripture. We're just going to share some thoughts on that.
And he jammed the wheels of their chariots so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, let's get away from the Israelites. the Lord is fighting for them against the Israelites. In the name of
Jesus.
East wind blew on.
And the east wind blew the water. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak, the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing towards it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and the horsemen and the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived.
Praise God.
Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and the Israelites. And Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore.
That's a testimony for every child of God. Because we always feel as though they pursue it. You know, the Israelites could hear the sound of the chariots and the horses pursuing them. Yeah? They could hear the sound of the whips and the horses. And they knew that the strong army of Egypt was after them, but they had no defense because in front of them was the Red Sea. And that's sure death. Yeah. You had millions, almost over millions of Jews, and you had pregnant women, old senior citizens. You had people that have arthritis, and all children, babies, all kinds of stuff. And Moses knew that he could not pursue and go through waters with everybody can't swim. And that's sure death. You know, and the people, you know, these people were looking to him for help. I'm so glad that God always have a way of escape for his church and for his people. That we're going to see God will do everything that he needs to do for us to have our new day.
Yes, amen.
He will make it happen. It doesn't matter what you're seeing right now. I want to tell somebody, your new day is coming.
Amen.
Amen.
You're going to have a new day. What happened? Moses stretched out your hand again. Remember, he stretched out his hand the first time, and the sea parted, and they went through. But then they can hear Israelites coming through too. The Egyptians coming through. The Egyptians were also coming through behind them. And here it is. They're petrified. God says, stretch your hands out again. And this time, the east wind blew all night. I'm saying to somebody, lie down and sleep tonight and rest. Mm-hmm. God is causing the east wind to work for you tonight.
Amen.
And in the morning, it is going to be okay. Amen. Arise and shine, for your light has come. It's the dawning of a new day for you. In the morning, the Lord will look down to the host of the Egyptians and spoil them. And the sea will return to its full strength in the morning. In the morning, you will not have to fight because God is going to overthrow your enemies in the Red Sea.
Amen.
That's how you're going to get your new day. That's how you're going to get your new year. It looks bad. No, it looks really dangerous. It looks, you know, like there's no way out. It looks like this is it. No, my God, it's over for us. It's not over because God said, victory is yours. Press in, press forward, go forward. Your new day is coming. It's a new era. So go, keep going in Jesus' name.
Pastor, just one other thing. Go ahead.
Gail will go up this time.
We want to make some declarations for this year and this month in the name of Jesus. We stand on the crest of the mountain of God, looking over the promised glory of God for our lives and ministry. We will listen only to the voice of God. We will follow only the word of God.
Yes.
We will do only what the Lord has instructed us to do. We will go through despite what we see, hear, or know. Every Red Sea has been driven back, and we are crossing over on dry ground by God's grace and power. Everything that stood against us, came against us, and that was planned against us is now behind us, covered up forever and buried in the raging Red Sea. They will never again rise up to come against us, because as we go forward in 2025, we are going into our new day and new era. The Red Sea has returned behind us, and everything and everyone swallowed up and buried. All obstacles are also behind us. This is our new day, new era, the dawning of tomorrow, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. Thank you, listeners. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Out of all that we've seen thus far, one thing comes to mind. Whose eyes are we using when we look at situations? When we look at situations, we see two things. We see through the eyes of Christ, or we see through the eyes of hopelessness. Many people today are looking at the world situation through the eyes of darkness. But Jesus said, I am the light.
Yes.
When we look through the eyes of Christ, we see things through faith.
Yeah.
We see things through possibilities that would blow our minds. Today, I would tell my brothers and sisters in Christ, and those of you who are listening who don't know Jesus, look through the eyes of Jesus. Look through the eyes of faith, that we are able to see things through his perspective, where we can see definitely a dawning of a new day is here. And may we all be blessed through his action in our lives.
Thank you so much. Abigail, you seem to have some more thoughts you want to share. Go ahead.
At this point, as Mount Zion Missions, the pastors and the leaders and the entire members, the MZM siblings, we want to take this opportunity to say a beautiful, wonderful, and glorious birthday blessing to our beloved Apostle Dr. Lucille Baird. She'll be having one glorious birthday on May 20th, and we want to honor and bless the woman of God. And as she said, we are going to be having the cricket match in her honor. And then on the Sunday, we will be here at Mount Zion Missions to give God praise and thanks for her at 4 p.m. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Their contact information, 436-4753-436-4753. If this program has indeed impacted you, give us a call at 422-2512. Or 432-6479. And please remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Reminding you again to arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Reminding you that it's a dawning of your new day, your new era. Reminding you that in the morning, the Lord will look down into the host of the Egyptians, and he will break off the chariot wheels and give you the victory. Reminding you that the sea will return to its full strength when the morning appeared. Your battle will be over in the morning and you will be victorious. Endure your night, because joy cometh in the morning. Victory cometh in the morning. Your enemies will be dispersed and destroyed, and you'll see them on the shore, because God is fighting for you and the east wind is flowing, blowing all night for you. Amen. To defeat your enemy. I bless all of you for listening. I ask you to continue to pray for us. We pray for you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I declare a new day, a new era. I declare the Jubilee year fulfillment for you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.